Sasha, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, guys. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Now, let's start with your powerful title, Crude Expectations. Why exactly did you choose this title, and how symbolic is it in relevance to our expectations from nature?
Well, I actually think that it came about by accident, because what we were trying to do is think of a catchy title that people would pay attention to, because there is so much out there. And us not having done big projects before, there had to be another way we'd attract the audience. But as we went further into it and using it just as a working title, we ended up researching more into what the actual words mean, and ended up realizing that it actually shows, if you Google it, it shows the predictions of the stock prices on oil. And we thought, oh, this is perfect, because hopefully now that you Google the name, those words and the name of the documentary, it's the documentary that comes up.
Yeah, absolutely. And so obviously we're not short of environmental issues to focus on. So why did you decide to focus on hashtag Fight for the Bite?
To some extent, I feel like I didn't choose it, or we didn't choose it. It sort of chose me, because the entire story was accidental. I was traveling in Australia, but I was kind of feeling stagnant and I was bored looking to film some local surfers, when a friend reached out asking if I knew someone in Norway, and he explained that they're protesting this Norwegian company wanting to drill for oil in the Great Australian Bight. It's so dangerous, because the Great Australian Bight is basically a second Great Barrier Reef, but with the weather conditions of an Arctic Circle. And it was just unfathomable, because I also have so many Norwegian friends who have always been so proud of their nature and green policies. So it just seemed like so much hypocrisy happening. And I instantly felt like I had to be a part of it, but there wasn't a protest happening nearby. And I thought, maybe I should organize my own one. And we filmed it, and then I met some great people through it, and it just never stopped ever since.
Absolutely. And how difficult has it been, I guess, to have your voices heard through hashtag Fight for the Bite, considering how constantly inundated we are with hashtags on all social media?
Not gonna lie, it's still quite difficult, but we have an amazing support system in the form of this entire movement and the organizations like the Wilderness Society and the Greenpeace Australia, Great Australian Bight Alliance. They've been helping us a lot. We currently have a Kickstarter campaign trying to raise funds and see how that goes, which has been proven to be quite a challenge to reach out to people. But the truth is that the most important thing is to find your audience, and then the rest will be happening. It just takes time. But I think every one part of those hashtags on social media and everything that happens is important, equally important. So I don't think it's such a bad thing, to be honest.
Absolutely. So what can we as an audience expect from Crude Expectations, and when's it due for release?
From the film, I think you can expect some positivity. That's, I think, what people get most surprised by when we tell them about the film. We do not want to create the gloom and doom like a lot of documentaries do about the environment. We want to present a problem, but we also want to present a solution and figure out how each of us as an audience can help, like people with little, let's say, political or economical power. When you think about our documentary, you can think something along the lines of 2040 by Damon Gamow, my absolute favorite recent documentary on the environment, or even the latest David Attenborough film. And they are all impact documentary, which is basically a film that aims to solve real world problems and show you beautiful places of nature and inspire you and motivate you in a positive way to make change.
Yeah, amazing.
But
Really quick, what is the one thing that you feel is important to share with our audience and your audience as an outcome of this film?
I think it's that nothing is impossible almost. And don't get discouraged by everything you see on the news. I've heard so many people express their what they call climate change anxiety and feeling helpless and powerless in front of all the issues that we get bombarded with every day. But I didn't think that making this film would be really possible. And we started off as a small project. But it is amazing what you experience when you start reaching out to people and asking them for help. We basically managed to interview a Norwegian member of parliament just by sliding into his DMs on Instagram. And he opened his arms to us, and a lot of people done so equally. So if you think you can do something or you want to do something, just reach out to everyone you know and you'll find a way out, and hopefully it'll make you a little bit happier and help you find your purpose and feel better about everything.
Amazing. Sasha, thank you so, so much for joining us on the show today, and all the best with your documentary.
Thank you, guys.